Today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Ches, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. So the last Mishnah in Perek Behema Mekasha discuss more halachos regarding an Uber. The very last halacha was that a animal that miscarries ein koiver noisa, you're not allowed to take the fetus and bury it the precious drachim. Additionally, the ein toiver noisa of Elon, you're not allowed to hang it from a tree. And the reason is mipnei darkei ha'amori. So apparently, the pagans, specifically those from the land of Amori, which was, of course, one of the Shiva Sa'atim, one of the 7 nations that populated Eretz Canaan at the time that the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, b'mei Yeshua Benon, they had interesting customs. One of the customs that they observed was that in the event that they had an animal that miscarried a fetus, they would take the fetus and they would either bury it at this intersection, the Prashas Drachim, or they would suspend it from an Elon. Being that they did it, says the Mishnah, we are not allowed to do it because it's usher for a Yid to do something that's midarkei ha'amori. Says the Gemara, "Bayver of David Chavayu, kol davar sheyesh bo refua ein bo mishum darkei ha'amori." Although the Mishnah seems to be making a very general statement that you're not allowed to do something that's mipnei darkei ha'amori, there is an exception to the rule. There is one thing that you can carve out from darkei ha'amori, which is going to be okay, and that is anything that's mishum refua ein bo refua. If, however, the custom of darkei ha'amori does not involve refua, then the halach is yesh bo mishum darkei. Then you can have this iser of darkei ha'amori. Freak the Gemara, is that true? As long as it's a dover she'em by refuah, it's always going to be also. But Tanya, we learned to the rice, Elon Shemesh Pei Rice, if somebody has a tree and the tree was shedding its fruit prematurely. So the halacha is soikroi besikra. You can take a red marker and mark this tree in red. Additionally, you could put stones on the tree so that the tree will be better. I understand the idea of putting stones on it. That's something that makes sense. What you want to do is you want to weaken the tree a little bit, and apparently that's going to make the tree able to carry its fruit. But to go and just paint a red mark on it, am I? What's the reason for it? It sounds like it's probably something that the pagans do. It must be midarkei ha'amori, so it should be aser. Now, if Abaye Rava said that the only time it's ever mutter to do a davar that involves darkei ha'amori is if it's a davar sheyesh by refuah, but ein by refuah, yesh by mishum darkei ha'amori, this is not a davar shel refuah. This involves chesar kis. It involves money, but not refuah. So at the end of the day, why is it mutter to be soikri b'sikra? Isn't soikri b'sikra something that's related to darkei ha'amori? So the Gemara says, no. There's actually a practical reason to do this. The purpose of doing it is so that this is just your way of telling the world that this tree needs a little bit of help. It's not a good help. It's not a good tree. And you're hoping that people are going to pass it. They're going to say, oh, Rabbi Yankel's tree is suffering and it's hurting Rabbi Yankel's parnasa. Maybe people are going to dive if we could tell you, like we went to the Bryce, the Tommy Tommy Yikra. The pasuk says that if somebody is a Metzora, the Tommy Tommy Yikra, you should let the world know. What's the reason? Tzorich lohidia v'rabim, v'rabim v'vakshol v'rachim, v'chei misha ira b'yidavar. And the Bryce continues, it's not only true for a Metzora, it's not only true for a person that needs a refuah, but it's true for anything. Anytime a person finds himself in a state of Tzora, tzorich lohidia l'rabim, v'rabim v'vakshol v'rachim. So that's the idea of being sacred b'sik, related to darkei ha'amori per se, but really the idea is to let people know so that they will daven for you. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, "Kaman talina kufsa bedikla." According to whom is it that the minig is that if somebody has a tamar tree, he will take an eshkol of tamar, a cluster of dates, he'll hang it from the tree. It seems a little like darkei ha'amori. So the Gemara says, "No, it's kehai tana. It's going according to that tana who said in the brisa that if you have a tree that's mesha peirosa v'kriyosikra b'sikra." You see clearly there's no isser of darkei ha'amori. What then is the cheshbin? You're doing it kehechad l'chazu inches, so people should see it. In that same vein, Ravina said that this brisa that we find, or the minig that we find, that people would hang a cluster of dates from a dekel that apparently was suffering a little bit or wasn't producing as much as it can, it's going according to that Tana. It's not related to darkei ha'amori, but it's based on this idea that you want people to daven. So either way, before we say Hadron Aloch Behema Makasha and go into the next perek, so perek Nehemiah Makasha was a very intense perek, one of the more lumdisha prokim in Shas, but at least the last 10 lines, it ends on a rather light note. So the topic really of the last several lines of the perek is the sugya of Darkei Emoris. Just a little bit of a background. That is, Rashi says in the Mishnah, why is it aser for a yid to do something mipnei Darkei Emoris? So Rashi says it's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk over there discusses that the Yidden, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to find the Emoiri, the Chiti, the Prizi, the Knani, the Chibi, the Yevusi. You have to be very careful not to learn from their way. Says the Torah, number one, do not bow down to their Avodah Zarah. And don't worship their Avodah Zarah in another way. Says Rashi, what does V'loi Sasek HaMaseh mean? That's straightforward. Don't do Avodah Zarah. So we look at Masechtas Sanhedrin and Masechtas Avodah Zarah. We know that there's Avodah Zarah Kedarka, there's Shalai Kedarka. What if the derech is to worship this particular Avodah Zarah, B'derech Knai, and you now worship it, B'derech Kovid, etc., etc.? So are very general lavin that talk about different types of worship. They're all also when it comes to Avodah Zarah. But what do the next words mean? Says Rashi right here in the Mishnah, and the Ramban says the same thing in his Pirush al Torah. What it means is this Isser. This that you find in Chazal. The Chazal said that you're not allowed to do things that the Amorim used to do. You can't follow their customs. You can't observe their rituals. It's learned out from these words. So where's the pasuk? It's tucked away. It's in Parshas Mishpatim from all places. That's Avodah Zarah. And then the Torah says, that means if the pagans had certain customs that they used to, even though it's not Avodah Zarah. If it's Avodah Zarah, then it's included in the first part of the pasuk. If it's Kisha, for example, that the pagans used to, that's Psukim in Parshas Achrim. My Torah talks about that. So what exactly does this mean? That's the Makar. That's how Chazal knew there was an idea of Darkei Emoris. It's interesting that Rashi in Chumash, in another place, in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Achrimos, brings another Makar. The pasuk over there is talking about the Arayas, and this is the Hakdama to the Parsha of Arayas. K'maisi Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yeshaftim Bo Lo Yisasu. U'chamaisi Eretz Kenei Masher Ani Mevi Eschem Shom Lo Yisasu. And then the Torah says, U'bechuka Yiseyem Lo Yiseylecho. So we all know the pasuk. Says Rashi, what does it mean, U'bechuka Yiseyem Lo Yiseylecho? So he brings two pshatim. Rameir Oimer, Rameir says, Elu Darkei Emoris Shemanu Chachamim. You know what it's referring to? It's referring to the Darkei Emoris. In other words, we have two Makaris in the Torah. We have Parshas Mishpatim, where the Pasuk says, that's real Avodah Zarah. And then it says, it's not real Avodah Zarah. So what is it? Oh, it's don't do the things that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do. It's the Darkei Amori. And here you have Parshas Achrimos, the Pasuk that we're all familiar with. Ubechukeseyam loiseylechu, Rameir Oimer, Elu Darkei Amori, Shemanu Chacham. Now the Gemara said that there is a carve out. There is a time where even though what you're doing is technically mi Darkei Amori, it's still going to be okay. Abaye v'rava dami travayu, kol dover sheyesh by mishum refuah, ein by mishum Darkei Amori. Pashim Shai, you learn the Gemara. It sounds like there's an exception for refuah. A person needs a refuah, so we're willing to make an exception. And the exception is that we're even allowed to do Darkei Amori, which is a chiddush, because if Darkei Amori is abizrayu d'avodah zarah, falls under the purview of avodah zarah, even pekuach nefesh is nitche mipnei avodah zarah. Here it sounds like refuah, even if it's not pekuach nefesh. But pashim shan in the Gemara, it sounds like a bayev rabbi dami travayu, that if it's a dovah sheyesh by mishum refuah, ein by mishum Darkei Amori. Stating that, the Rambam in the Moir Nevuchim, it's in Perek Lamed Zayin, Chelik Shlishi, the Rambam over there discusses this Gemara. And the Rambam says a different shot. He says that what a bayev rabbi was trying to say was not called dovah sheyesh by mishum refuah, but rather what they were trying to say was that anything that makes sense, Loshen Rambam. Anything that makes sense, anything that they do that has a rationale to it, there's an objective explanation for why it is they do it. It's something that makes sense al pi derech hateva. It's not some heebie-jeebie ritualistic custom. If that's what it is, then it's going to be okay. Adava sheish by Rashi Rafua says the Rambam, it's you can know if it's real or it's not real. If you do what they did, and the person has a refuah, then it's okay. Then it's going to be fine. If you do what they did, and there's no way to know whether it works or doesn't work, then you assume, you throw it into the bucket of rituals, things that make absolutely no sense. If that's the case, it's not going to be okay. In other words, the Rambam learned that Dov Sheish Ben Rishon Refuah is not Refuah Dafka. That's not the point. The point is, it's because it's a Refuah. Oh, it's so chush of a person's health. So it's for that reason we're going to allow you to even do Darkei Amori. That's not the punchline of the Gemara. Rather, the punchline of the Gemara is that anything you can prove, anything that makes sense, Be'iyun HaSichli, it makes sense, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, says Rambam, that's going to be okay. Anything not, it's not going to be okay. And the Rambam says it's come out Refurish in the Gemara. Because the Gemara asked the Kasha on what Abaye Rava said. Abaye Rava said, if it's Refuah, there's no problem. If it's not Refuah, then it's going to be a problem. And they want to ask the Kasha from a Braisa. Ilan Shemesha Peroisa, if there was a tree that was shedding its fruit prematurely. So the Braisa says you can do two things. Number one, Sikra Bisikra, take a red marker and mark it up. Number two, put stones on it. Now, it sounds like the Tana thought that this braisa was related to customs of the Amir. Thus, it's bringing it into this Gemara right here. And the Gemara immediately asked the Kasha, Bishlema toyin ba'avonim. I understand why you're toyin ba'avonim. That makes sense. Keichid and ikhichcheli. You want to weaken the branches a little bit, and that's going to allow it to keep its fruit longer. But Sikra Bisikra, what's the point? No, that doesn't make sense. It's like the Rambam, what's the difference if it makes sense or not? If this was Darkei Amori, then it should be a problem. No Refuah. We're not discussing Refuah. We're discussing money, not Refuah. So if that's the case, what's the Gemara's Kasha Bishloima? Says the Rambam, it's Mefurish the way I'm learning the Gemara. That the Bishloima is because the punchline of Abaye Rav is not Refuah. Even though he said Refuah, it's not Refuah. What it is Iyun Hativi. If it's something that makes sense, then it's okay. If it's something that does not make sense, it's not okay. I think it's very Meduyak. Because we said there's two Makairis to the Halach of Darkei Amori. The first Makairis, Pashas Mishpatim, V'loi Sasek Maseh. What's the second Makair? U'bechukai Seyem Loi Seylech. What's a chayk? A chayk is always a milsa b'leitam. So it's chukas atayra, paraduma. That's the chukas atayra. It's the quintessential halacha that we have in the Torah that we don't understand. Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti echkema v'hiru chayk. Even Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand. Chachami kalada. He didn't understand the tam of paraduma. It says the Torah, u'bechukai seyem loy, doesn't say mishpateyem loy seylechu. It says u'bechukai seyem loy seylechu. If it's a dover that is a chayk, it's something that is a milsa b'loy tam, that's when it's going to be asar. Otherwise, it's going to be okay. So it's the rituals that are asar. That's when you're not let us. The admirim, the Avodah Zarah, in addition to the fact that they worship the Avodah Zarah, that's Yehoru Gaval Yavah, there's a bunch of lavin and Mises Bezdin and Kuris, that half of Masech to Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah talk about that. You have the Kishuf, which are all related to Avodah Zarah, like the Ramban talks about in his Pirush Al Torah many times. That, of course, is going to be asar. In addition to that, their rituals, their Narish customs, that they had the Messiah, even though there's nothing wrong with it per se. It's not Avodah Zarah, it's not Kishuf, it doesn't matter. You have a lav in the Torah of V'loi Sasek Masem, you have another lav in the Torah, U'bechukai Seyem, their equivalent thereof, Lahavdol, Elef Alfi Avdolos, a Paraduma, those are things we're not allowed to do. So if it's not their Paraduma, something that makes sense, good, that's what Abaye meant to say when he said, Kol Dovash Yesh Mayim Rishon Refuah. But on the topic of Darkei Amori, and on the topic of digressing and really ending a very hard perek on a light note, I think it's kedai to mention one halacha, one minig that we observe in Klal Yisrael, that if you mind a little bit in the Rishonim, it's controversial, and it's not just controversial, but it's related to this idea of Darkei Amori, and that is the minig of Kaparis. The Mechaber in Simin Tof Reish He says as follows, Mashin Noyagim Lasois Kaparis Be'erev Yom Kippur. Reading from the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Mechaber. There's a minig to shlog kaparis, erev Yom Kippur. Lishchay tarnagol, al kol ben zachar, v'loimar olav psukim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, yesh limnoya haminik. So if you ask me, I believe we should stop people from doing it. There are goinim that bring this minik. V'chein kasvu oisim rabim minu achroinim. And many of the achroinim. To us, Rishonim. V'chein noyagim b'chol medino yiseilu. And that's the minig in medino yiseilu. V'ein l'shanois ki hu minig vasikin. And then the Ramah says exactly the way you're supposed to do it. So at first glance, it sounds like the minig of Kaparis is b'machloikis shnuya. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, Mashe noyagim lasis kaparis, etc. Yesh l'mnoya ha-minig. And then the Ramah says, the Goyinim talk about it, and the Achroinim talk about it. V'ein l'shanois, because the minig vasikin means it's a very choshev, it's an old minig. And therefore, the right thing to do is to do it. So what's the rest of the story? Why would the Mechaber say that it's not okay to go ahead and do kaparas? So the truth is that the Torah brings the minig to do kaparas. And the Beis Yosef, who of course was Rabbi Yosef Kara, the author of the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, and the Beis Yosef and the Kasa Mishnah, right? It's all Rabbi Yosef Kara. So Rabbi Yosef Kara in his Beis Yosef brings from the Ramban and the Rajba two gedolei rishonim who had a major issue with this minhag. Read to you a tshuvas, the lashon from the tshuvas harashba. So Yosef quotes the Rashba. It's in Simen Shin Tzadikeh. It says as follows: minhag kaparis sha'oisim ba'arve yom kippurim matzasev minhag pashet beireno im oy dvarim sheniru be'enai shehim gedarkei amayri. As I found, they do other things. I'm not sure what those are, but says the Rashba, as it relates to kaparis, and to me, it's nira be'enai. This is a nir be'enai of the Rashba. So, kudarki amari, v'hirchaktig minig zeharbe. And I distanced myself very much from this minig. V'tzivisi lebatle. And I tried making efforts to be mevatled. U'becheset elyoin. Listen to this. Nishmu dvara. V'loi nishar mikol zeo kayoitzaba bi'irenu ma'uma. And in our city, I was successful. Bechazdei Elyon. There's no minig. Nobody does this anymore. Avol kishishamati b'pi anoshem agudu mo'oid me'ori Ashkenaz. Rashba lived in Sfarad. Said, I heard that in the Ashkenazah shekehilas, shekol rabboni yartzam oisim came b'arvi yom kippurim. V'gam shamati shedovas initial Rav Haigoyim. This is the ge'oinim that the Ramah is referring to. V'omar shekei no'agu im kol zem monati haminig hazem me'ireinu. That's a Rashba. The Ramban says the same exact thing. So the Beis Yosef comments on the Torah that even though the Torah brings this minig, Lamai said it's the truth as a Rashba, and the Ramban as well, they both felt very strongly that it's a problem. And the reason it's a problem, because they felt it was Midarkei Amari. You're taking the chicken, you're putting it on the top of your head, and somehow that's going to give you kapara. It's a ritual. What's the cheshbon? It's a dover seguli. To the extent it's a dover seguli, it doesn't work be iyun hativi. And as a result, it should be a problem. So the Rashba and the Ramban both said it was an issue. The Beis Yosef brought the Rashba and the Ramban in his commentary on the Torah, who brought the Midrash of Kaparis. L'shitasa, he said, Yesh l'mani aminik. But the Ramah, he goes with the Torah, which the Pashas of Rav the Rishonim, and even the Rashba himself acknowledges that in Ashkenaz, that's the Ramah, everybody did it, and Rav Haigoy and another guy in him. Bottom line is in the Mecham Ramah, it seemed to be two minhagim. So what's the bottom line in Klai? So ordinarily, the Yidden that are from Sfardish descent, they usually follow the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, the Ashkenazim usually follow the Ramah. So I went through a tshuva from Rabbi Avadya Yosef in Yechavadas. Rabbi Avadya Yosef says that when it comes to Kaparis, everybody should do Kaparis. And he says, even though the Beis Yosef says, and it comes from the Beis Yosef who quoted a Rashba who spoke very sharp. He held it with Asim from Darkei Amori. At the same time, he says, the Minig brings it from the Ben Ishchai and other Sfardish Gedolim that all said that the writes in Yechavadas, if you want to look it up, it's in Chelik Beis, Simen Ayin Aleph, page Reish Noim Ches. Either way, it says, Rabbi Avadya, everybody should do it. And even people that follow the Beis Yosef, over here, the right thing is not Yesh L'Monim HaMinig, but the right thing is to do the Minig. Then he says something interesting, and we'll end with this. And that is, he says, you know, the Halach and Shulchan Aruch is to do an Erev Yom Kippur. If you look at the Rishonim, everyone said Erev Yom Kippur. Today we don't, not Makbid on Erev Yom Kippur anymore. Today he started already, Asar Yisimei Tshuva. So L'Chayra, why don't we do an Erev Yom Kippur? Okay, so it's not such a kasha, because Erev Yom Kippur's pashtis is related to it's the Zman of Tshuva. And really, the whole Asar Yisimei Tshuva is the Zman of Tshuva. But he says something very interesting. He says, once upon a time, what was kaparis? You would take a chicken, you would bring it, you would do kaparis, then you bring it to the shaykhit would shech the chicken, then you would eat it for your suda, Yom Kippur, Matz Yom Kippur. But the point is, you were eating it for Yom Kippur. That was the purpose of the chicken. So he says, imagine the whole kehila comes, Erev Yom Kippur, they wake up, Ashmeir Sabaykir, or the night before, they shech their chickens, and they're bringing it to the shaykhit. How many shchitas is this shaykhit going to have to do? Says Rabbi Avadya Yosef, learn mesach the schulin. It's not so easy to do a good shchita. You have to constantly check the knives, you have to make sure there's no shia and agram and chalad, all the sugis that we just learned. Says Rabbi Avadya says that I think that the fact that the minig evolved from it being done dafka Erev Yom Kippur to now the entire Aseres Yimei Tshuva is a gevaldig gezach, because once upon a time this minig, which is a controversial minig to begin with, which the Rashba says is midarkei amayri, unbelievable, said the Rashba, was a dover that was Yotz Charev Efseida, because we're trying to go ahead and get kapara with this dover shal school, he ended up being treifus. He ended up with a sheikhet who didn't sleep the night before because he didn't stop shech. That's what he says. And he ended up, he didn't check the knife. It was a sakim paguma, and he ended up in a treifa. So he said, what's the right thing to do? It's much better, he says, that we do it the way we do it now. We space it out over a week, over some times. Like this, you don't run into what kind of issues? Treifas issues. You don't run into shechit schulin issues. Either way, on that note, hadron alach, behema hamekasha, a new perek. The perek, oisoi ve'espenoi. So really, this next perek revolves primarily on one pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk is in Sefer Vayikra. It's perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Chav Ches. The Pasuk says, V'shoir oiseh, oisoi ve'es benoi, loisishchatu b'yoymecha. Very straightforward. V'shoir oiseh, so we have a shoir oiseh, kosher animals. You want to shecht the animal, you want to eat it, that's great. Oisoi ve'es benoi, however, it and its son, loisishchatu b'yoymecha. So you can't shecht. Sounds like a father and a son, a mother and a son. We'll see soon exactly what it is. But the point is for sure a mother and a son, you're not allowed to shecht b'yoymechad. If you do, you're over. One of the Tariq mitzvahs, it's known as the Isser of Oisei Ves Benoi, says the Torah Oisei Ves Benoi, Loisei Shechatu b'yoymechad. Now, the Gemara over here is the Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah. And the Mishnah is going to discuss, number one, that the halacha of Oisei Ves Benoi is not only true for Shechitas Chulin, it's true for Kachim as well. So, in the world of Kachim, if you have a carbon shlomim, for example, that gives birth to a child, so oisay ves benoy lo yisishchatu b'yoymecha. You're not allowed to shecht the shlomim and its child as kasher karbanos on the same day. And if you do, you seifik as arban. You get the same exact malchus. You're over the same exact lav that you were over as it relates to oisay ves benoy. And the Gemara here is going to bring a whole bunch of different halachos and cases of a person being over the iser oisay ves benoy in the context of chulin, in the context of kachim. What if one of them was chulin? What if the other one was kachim? So we're going to go through some kachim over here in this very long-winded Mishnah. It's up to Mishnah. Oisay ves benoy, noyeg, bein ba'aret, bein b'chutz. Number one, this loisase of oisay ves benoy is in effect both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Meaning it's not one of the mitzvahs that tluyas ba'aret. It's not like truma and meiser and shvius that it's only noyeg in Eretz Yisrael. You have a loisase of oisay ves benoy in Chutz La'aretz as well. You have to know what the chiddush is. Bifnei habayis v'shelo bifnei habayis. Additionally, the loisase of oisay ves benoy doesn't require beis hamikdash. So even today, there's no beis hamikdash. You're living in Chutz La'aretz. There's still a loisase of oisay ves benoy. Bechulin. It's true for behemoths that are chulin, and it's true for behemoths that are kach. Ketzad. And this ketzad is going to take us all the way to the Gemara. If somebody shechts oisay ves benoy chulin bachutz, so you shechted oisay ves benoy, both animals were chulin, and you shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is shneim ksherim. Both animals are going to be kosher, stating that v'hasheni soifik esarba. You're going to get malchus for shechting the second one. And incidentally, sheni, it doesn't matter if the sheni is the benoy, like it says in the Torah, oisoy and then benoy, or if it was benoy and oisoy. If it's a mother and a child, let's talk about a mother and a child for now. A mother and a child and a mother, the order doesn't matter. The halacha is, you're going to get malchus for shechting the second one. Being that both were chulin, and both were shechted bachutz, so both animals are going to be kosher animals. There's no kashrus issue. Right, if one was kachim and you shechted b'chutz, as we'll see in a moment, now already you're talking about kashrus issues. If one was chulin and you shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash, again, you're getting involved in kashrus issues. But chulin b'chutz, there's no kashrus issue. What you have is you over the loisase. You over the lab of oisei ves benoi. Which one was the loisase? The second one. Thus, shneim ksherim, because there's nothing from a kashrus standpoint, but vashen yisei v'ksharba, kachim b'chutz. What if both of them were kachim and you shechted both of them b'chutz? Now it's trickier. Harisha in the first one, chayiv kachim. Why you chayv karas for the first one? That's shchutei chutz. You shecht kachem achutz. That's a whole perik in the sechta zvachim. Perik ashoichet v'amayla. So if you shecht kachem achutz, you're going to be chayv karas. Additionally, v'shneim psulim, they're both going to be pasul. Why they're both going to be pasul? Because they're both kachem b'chutz. As a result, they're both going to be pasul. V'shneim soifkin esarba. And you're going to get malchus for both of them. Why? The first one, you're going to get malchus, because shchutei chutz, in addition to there being a chi of karis, there's also a malchus. Rashi quotes a Gemara in Zvachim. And as it relates to the second one, that's an oisav es benoy. So that, for sure, you're going to get malchus for. Now, one thing is meduyik in the Mishnah. This is a kachem diyik. The second one, you don't get karis for. Right? What did the Mishnah say? Harisha in chayiv karis. They're both possible. They both get malchus. But you only get karis for the first one. Why do you only get karis for the first one? Why don't you get karas for the second one? It's also shchutei chutz. Mm-hmm. They're both kachim. So Rashi, this is a shchutei v'amaylo 101. Because there's a halacha that the only time you get karas for shchutei chutz is if the carbon that you shechted b'chutz was ra'u lovi b'fnin. You could have brought this animal right now as a carbon b'fnin, and instead, al pesach ha'yomoy lo yavio, you decided to bring a b'chutz. This animal right now, could you have brought it b'fnin? No. Oisav es b'noi, leisishchatu b'yaymechad. You would have been over a lois, I say. That makes it not ra'u lovi al pesach ha'yomoy. As a result, it actually saves you from the karis. Stating that, you're going to get malchus for the oisav es benoi. So again, if both of them were kachim b'chutz, for the first one, which was roi lovi al pesach hayomayeh, you're going to be chayiv karis.
Additionally, both of them are going to be possible because they're both kachim b'chutz. And at the end of the day, kachim b'chutz, whether it was roi lavi al pesach hayomayit or not roi lavi al pesach hayomayit, of course, kachim b'chutz is always going to be asir b'achila as it relates to malkus name saif kines arbam as well. The first one you're getting malkus for the iser shchutei chutz. The second one you're getting malkus for the iser oisai ve'espenai chulim b'fnim. What if they were both chulim b'fnim? So then the alachish name soon, they're both going to be possible. And this is based also on a very important sugya in kachim, although the makar to it, Rashi says, is a Gemara in Perek Ish Mekadosh and Masechtas Kedushin. That's where the primary sugya is, and that is chulim b'fnim. So if you shech kachim b'chutz, we know a lot about that. What about chulim b'fnim? So that's not discussed as extensively in the sugyas of kachim, but we know chulim b'fnim is also a problem. It, not only is it a problem, but it's aser b'achila the chulim. It's aser. So if somebody takes Masechtas chulim and he brings it into the azara, that's a very big problem. He's not going to be able to eat from the meat. It's not going to be kosher meat because it's going to be aser even b'hanot. That's machlokes of chulim azara. This is the rice. This is the rabbanon. But everybody agrees that at the end of the day, it's going to be aser. So what if these two animals, oisay v'esmenay, the mother and the son, were both chulim and they were both brought b'fnim? So Allah hashneim sulim because they're both going to be chulim azar. The hasheni, the second one, is going to be slavik azarba. On the first one, there's no malchus because you don't get malchus for chulim b'fnim. It's aser, but there's no malchus. It's only the second one that you're going to have malchus because of oisai the esmenai kachim b'fnim. What if both were kachim and they were both b'fnim? So halach is harishin kasher. That's perfect. Yishech to kachim b'fnim. That's wonderful. Upater, there's nothing to be chayav for. The hasheni, slavik azarba. The second one is no shkutei chutz because it was b'fnim and. Besides, it's the second one, so there's never shkutei chutz by the second one. But at the same time, there is oisav esmenai. I mean, there's oisav esmenai. You're going to get malchus for the second one. Saifik zarbam. Upas chulin v'kachim b'chutz. What if you brought chulin and kachim b'chutz? So you shechted two animals. One was chulin. The other one was chachim. You did them both b'chutz. Harishon, the first one, is regular chulin b'chutz. It's going to be kosher. Upat, there's nothing to be chayav for. Vasheni, the second one, is going to be saifik zarbam. Because you are over Isav Esmenai, it's going to be possible because it's Kachim B'chutz. Kachim B'chutz is possible. Kachim V'chulim B'chutz. What if you brought the first one Kachim, the second one was Chulin, you did them both B'chutz. Harishain, that's Kachim B'chutz. Chayiv Karis. Possible. Vahasheni, the second one, which is Chulin, is going to be Kosher. There's nothing to be possible. Chulin B'chutz is never going to be possible. But at the same time, Ushneim, Soif Kinez Arabayim. You're going to get Malkus for both. The first one, you're going to get Malkus for Kachim B'chutz. Shchutei chutz gets malchus the position they're being karis. The second one you're going to get malchus for the isra of oisav esmenai chulin v'kachim b'fnim. What if you brought chulin and kachim both b'fnim? So it's oisav esmenai. The first one was chulin. The second one was kachim. They were brought b'fnim. Shneim suim. They're both going to be pasul. The first one's going to be pasul because it's chulin b'fnim. The second one's going to be pasul because if it's oisav esmenai and it's kachim, it's going to be pasul. V'asheni soif k'zabayim. There's only going to be malchus for the second one. Chulin b'fnim, even though it's pasul, chulin mazara, but there's no malchus. The second one is oisav esmenai. You're going to have malchus. Kachim v'chulin b'fnim. What if it was kachim and it was chulin b'fnim? First kachim, then chulin both b'fnim. Harishin kachim, because that's kachim b'fnim. That's going to be okay. Upata is not to be chaya for. Vasheni, which is chulin b'fnim, is a soifik as arbam, because you over oisav esmenai. Upasal, it's also going to be pasal, because chulin b'fnim is pasal. Chulin b'chot u'b'fnim. What if it was chulin and chulin? The first one was b'chutz and the second one was b'fnim. Harishin kasher pater, chulim b'chutz. That's the way it's spoke. That's mahajim and amahajim. V'asheni, soifik zarbon. The second one is going to be a soifik zarbon, because it's oisav esmenai, upasal, because it was chulim b'fnim. Chulim b'fnim is pasal. Kachim b'chutz b'fnim. What if they were both kachim? The first one was b'chutz, the second one was b'fnim. Harishin chayiv karis. That's terrible. That's shkutei chutz. U'shneim soifik zarbon. They're both going to have malchus. The first one because of shkutei chutz, the second one because of oisav esbenai. Shnei psulim, they're both going to be pasul. The first one's going to be pasul because it was shkutei chutz. The second one's going to be pasul because if you over oisav esbenai, it's going to be pasul. Chulin b'fnim u'b'chutz. What if they were both chulin? The first one was b'fnim and the second one's going to be the reverse order. One b'fnim, one b'chutz. Harishain, the first one's going to be pasul u'pater. Pasul because it's chulin b'fnim. Pater because there's no la. V'asheni is soifik esarbayim v'kasher. It's going to be kasher. Because chulin b'chutz is kasher, but at the same time it's going to be malchus because of oisav esmenai. And finally, kachim b'fnim u'b'chutz. What if they were both kachim? The first one was brought b'fnim, the second one was brought b'chutz. Harisha and kasher u'pater kachim b'fnim. That's gewaldig. Shchita avoida lav avoida, but kachim b'fnim is wonderful. The hasheni is the problem. And even though it was b'chutz, soifik esarbayim. Ooh, puzzle, and it's going to be puzzle. Excellent. Right, so what did we see from the previous Mishnah, just before we go right there? And that is that the halach of Isav Esmenai is true, whether it's kachim, whether it's chulin, whether it's bifnim, whether it's bachotz, whether there's anyways going to be a chi of karis, whether it's going to involve chulin bazara, whether there's malchus, whether there's no malchus, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, oisoy ve'espenoy, you could come up with any combination that you want to come up with. It's always going to be a problem, and there's always going to be malchus. How do you know that the halacha of oisoy ve'espenoy applies to hekdesh? I mean, the pasuk says, v'shoyr oisoy ve'espenoy loisishcha to b'yom echad. It doesn't say anything about kachim. I mean, this is not a pasuk of parshas Vayikra or Tzav or Shmini. This is already in Vayikra Chav Beis. So how do you know that the halacha of oisoy ve'espenoy relates to kachim? Maybe it's only true for chulin. Talmud Leimar, the pasuk says, shoyr oy kesef oy eis ki yivol. You have to look at the smichos, the juxtaposition. What's the previous pasuk? The pasuk right before that, Vayikra Chav Beis Chav Zayin. This one is Vayikra Chav Beis Chav Ches. The previous pasuk says Shoyr Kesav Ayes Ki Yivale Vayishiv Es Yom Tachazima Umiyeh Mashmina Bahalo Yeratzal the Carbon Yishal Hashem. This is the pasuk that says that you're not allowed to bring a carbon unless an animal is 8 days old. Before it's 8 days old, it's called Mechusar Zman, and you can't bring it as a carbon. The very next pasuk, after the Torah mentions the halach of Mechusar Zman, says the Torah the halach of Oisev Espenoi. So you have the smichos. It says Shoyr Kesav Ayes, etc. What's etc.? Mechusar Zman. Viksev Basrei. What's the very next pasuk? Vishar Oisev Oisev Espenoi Tishchadu B'yayim Echad. So the smichos teaches me limed al Oisev Espenoi Shanae B'mukdashim. That being that the previous pasuk was talking about kachim, so we say that this pasuk applies to kachim as well. Frankly, we're very mukdashim in Bechulamai. We're so compelled by this drasha, this smichos. Maybe it's only by kachim. You have a pasuk that talks about Mechusar Zman, which is only by kachim, and then you have a pasuk that mentions Oisev Espenoi. So it seemed reasonable that Oisev Espenoi is also only true for kachim. Says the Gemara, no, the word shor is hifsek goyin, because if the pasuk of Oisev Espenoi was only true for kachim, then why do we need two psukim? Shor kesef ayes Mechusar Zman. And then the next pasuk, v'shor oisev esbenoi. If really oisev esbenoi is referring back to any animal or any that was discussed in the previous pasuk, only kachim, then it should have just said, shor kesef ayez b'chus esman, and oisev esbenoi. Shor, the fact that we're starting from scratch again, that seems to be hifzik inyan. Okay, so once it's hifzik inyan, so you don't have the smichos. So let's go back to the previous question. So the Gemara says, Vishar, it didn't say Shar, it said Vishar, Vav, Mois, Valin, and Rishain. That the Vav is Mois, Valin, and Rishain. It tells me that although the word Shar is Hifsika Inyan, to teach me that it's not only true for Kachem, but it's true for Chulin as well, but at the same time, Vishar teaches me that it's related back to Kachem as well. Thus, the halacha is, Oisev Esmenai is true for Chulin. It's also true for kachim. Pray to Gemara, if there's a smichos between the parsha of Mechusar Zman, which talks about kachim, and the parsha of Oisev Esbenoi, then why don't we say another halacha? Ima kachim kelayim loy af Oisev Esbenoi kelayim loy. We know the halacha is that an animal cannot be kachim if it's a mixed breed. So if it's a product of a kelayim, so its father and mother were two different species, so that's a psul when it comes to kachim. Why don't we say that oisai ves benoi, you're also not going to be over if the oisai and the benoi, if it's a mixed breed situation. Why would you say that? Because you have a smichos between the parasha of Mechusar Zman, which is a kachim parasha, and the parasha of oisai ves benoi. So just like we darshan the smichos to tell me that oisai ves benoi applies to kachim, as we saw in the very long Mishnah, then maybe we should also say that Oisev Esbenoi does not apply to Kalayim, just like the parish of Mechusar Zman, just like Kachim doesn't relate to Kalayim. Is Ima Kachim Kalayim Loi af Oisev Esbenoi Kalayim Loi? Okay, maybe. Maybe there's no Oisev Esbenoi by Kalayim. Alama Tanya, why do we learn in a Braisoi Oisev Esbenoi Noyak by Kalayim? It is Noyak by Kalayim. Ubikvi. And with an animal that's a Safik, Be'im, a Safik Chai. We'll see more about that. And the Gemara says, Oi, I'll ask you another Kasha. On the topic of Oisev Esbenoi being noyik b'kalayin, so the first kasha was, why is it noyik b'kalayin? Why don't we say from the smichos of the parsha of Mechusar Zman and Oisev Esbenoi, just like kachim doesn't relate to kalayim, maybe Oisev doesn't relate to kalayim. Well, I ask you a second kasha, sexiv. It says, v'shoyr oisev, v'omar rov, and rov said, zebona up. He learned from somewhere else. Kol makim shenem arseh, eni eloh hitzias ha-kalayim. That every time the Torah uses the word seh, it means not kalayim. So we have two kashas. You have a braisa that says, Oisev Esbenoi is noyeg by kalayim. The first kasha is that to the extent that Oysav Esmen is not by Kachim, it's obviously because of a smichos between the parish of Mechusar's man, which is a Kachim parish, and the parish of Oysav Esmen. So if we're darshaning the smichos with regards to saying Oysav Esmen is not by Kachim, why don't we darshan the smichos to say that Oysav Esmen is not by Kalai? The second kasha, it says Seh, Vishoy Oysne. And Seh, Rava said, is a bona of Kamokan Shinemar Seh, Inuyel, Oysav Esmen Kalai. So again, why is there Oysav Esmen by Kalai? Says the Gemara, Amakra, it says, Oi, Vishoyr, Oi, Se, L'Rabbi, Se, Sakalab. Right, you see what the Gemara did? The Gemara switched from discussing how you know that Oysav Esbenoi is Noyig by Kachim to how you know that Oysav Esbenoi is Noyig by Kalayim. That's what the Gemara did here in the Cheshbon. So we have to think now in terms not of Oysav Esbenoi by Kachim, but rather Oysav Esbenoi by Kalayim. The Gemara brought the Makar that Oysav Esbenoi is Noyig by Kachim, and the Gemara then said, if that's a Makar for Kachim, I think it should be a Makar that Oysav Esbenoi should not be Noyig by Kalayim. So even the Mishnah didn't say anything about Kalayim. It's a Braisa that the Gemara mentioned, but at the same time, the whole conversation is shifting now, and we're going from talking about Oysav Esbenoi by Kachim to Oysav Esbenoi by Kalayim. And we have two kashas on the fact that it is Noyig B'Kalayim, and the Teretz is, it says, V'shoyer oy seh, the word oy is extra, l'rabois, what's it coming to include? Something I wouldn't otherwise know, es ha-Kalayim. Why would I think Kalayim not? Two good reasons why Kalayim should be excluded. Kachim and seh. Same time, the word oy is mar-feitim. That word oy is not extra. Think about what you would, how you would read the pasuk if you didn't have the word oy. Because if you didn't have the word oy, the sol kedaitach amina, I would have thought adeshachet shor ubnoi se ubnoi. Imagine the pasuk didn't say oy. Veshor vese oysoy vesbenoi leisichchetu biyamech. You know what it sounds like? If you have a shor and a se, and you shech it and its child, both the shor and its child, and the seh and its child, b'yoy mechad, you need to shech four animals, b'yoy mechad, in order to be over. So the word oy is extra, the rabbi says, I need the pasuk, it's pasuk b'shan in the pasuk. V'shar oy seh, to know that it's the other, either a shor and its child, or a seh and its child. Right? Kamash b'lo l'chalik. So the Gemara says, no, l'chalik ribnoi nafka, I know l'chalik. I know that when the Torah says shor and seh, even without the word oy, that it means other. How so? Because the Torah says the word b'noi. What's b'noi? B'noi is a lashon yachid. If the way you were over was by shechting a shor and its child, the seh and its child, then it would have said v'shor v'seh oysom v'es b'neihem. It would have said a lashon rabim, suggesting that it has to be both of the animals and their offspring. From the fact that it says b'noi, b'lashon yachid, so I anyways know that all you need to do is shecht one. That's fine, you said the word oy is extra. If it's extra, it's rabim, so it's good. No, it's not true. In fact, the Bryce says this before. It said shor and seh, u'b'noi, yisiyoyim yishchot shor v'seh u'b'noi. Again, let's take the word oy out. In light of what the Gemara said about b'noi, let's read the pasuk. V'shor v'seh, oysoy v'es b'noi, loisishchetu. So you don't have the word oy. It says benoy, so we know you only chayef for one offspring, but it sounds like shor and seh, not either, but both. You have to shech to shor, a seh, and one of their children. Because that's benoy, lashon yachid. So you know why I need the word oy? Not the rabbi zakalayim. I need oy to teach me that it's either a shor or a seh and their respective offspring. Not the shor and the seh and one of their offspring, right? Talmud loy meshor oyseh oyseh v'esbenoy says, and it's a mefurish b'raisa that says that, by the way. So if it's a b'raisa, it's not just what the Gemara is hypothesizing. It's a mefurish b'raisa. So if it's a mefurish b'raisa, again, the word oy is not extra. I need the oy pasha to teach me how to read the pasuk. So the Gemara says, my love, when the b'raisa says that shor oyseh oyseh v'esbenoy teaches me that that's not the way it is. Isn't it from the word oy? May oy nafkli? The Gemara says loy. May oysa. It's really from the word oysa. In other words, you don't need oy to teach this to me. Because it says oysoy lashin yachid and it says benoy lashin yachid. And we could ask in both of them. Oysoy lashin yachid teaches me either the shar or the seh. Benoy lashin yachid teaches me either one of their children. And if it's the shar, then it's shar or benoy. If it's the seh, it's seh or benoy. Again, I don't need the word oy. Because even had the Torah not said the word oy, I would know how to read the pasuk. Because I would know that it's v'shar v'seh oysoy, only one of them, v'es benoy, only one of them. So it's not oy, oy is extra, and if oy is extra, oy could teach me, even though I have two reasons that kalayim should be excluded from the parish of oysoy v'es benoy, the word oy is marbit. But the Gemara says, hanich the rabbanon. This is all good according to the rabbanon. The miyat le'oysoy, for whom the word oysoy is extra. And being that the word oisai is extra, so oisai can teach me that it's not shar vise, but rather it's shar oise. Elo lechanan, but according to the chanan, the loy miliatul oisai, where the word oisai is not extra, lechalik minole, how am I going to know lechalik? So the Gemara now is going to shift its attention again. So we started off discussing oisai vesmenoi in the context of kachin. We brought a makar. Once the Gemara brought that car, the Gemara asked the kashi from another halacha. Oisav Esbenoi in the context of Kalayim. In the cheshbin of trying to figure out why Oisav Esbenoi relates to Kalayim, what the Gemara then ended up with was an extra word. The extra word that the Gemara ended up with is the word Oisai. And now the Gemara is going to digress again, and the Gemara is going to discuss, is the word Oisai in fact extra? It's not so clear that it's extra. And the reason is because really it's Talion HaMachloikis, Chananya, and the Rabbanon. But before that, before the Gemara tells us who Chananya and the Rabbanon are, so the Gemara answers the Kasha. In other words, the Gemara is asking Kasha, according to Chananya, the word Oisai is not extra. If the word Oisai is not extra, that means from Oisai alone, I don't know that the way you read the pasuk is Shor Oisai, thus I need the word Oi. If I need the word Oi, I don't have Oi to teach me L'Rabbeis HaSakalayim. So according to Chananya, that the word Oisai is not extra, then all the work that we just did didn't play itself out. Or ask differently, L'Chalik Minale. If I need Oi L'Rabbeis HaSakalayim, then how am I going to know L'Chalik that it's either the Shor or the Seh? So the Gemara says, Chananya is going to have to say the L'Chalik L'Tzarecha. We'll recap this afterwards. You don't need any Mekar for L'Chalik. The Sovel like Rabbi Yonason. Because Chananya holds like Rabbi Yonason. Who's Rabbi Yonason? Of Masech the Sanhedrin fame. The time we went to the Brice, Ish Ashi Yikal L'Sovel V'Simoi. It says in the Torah, Ki Ish Ish Ashi Yikal L'Sovel V'Simoi. If somebody shouts his father or his mother, Mois Yumas Yischayev Misa, and then the pasuk concludes and says, Ove v'imoy kilel, domov boy. Says the Brice, Eli Yala, Ove v'imoy. From the beginning of the pasuk, you would think that the only time somebody's chayev misa for being mekal Ove v'imoy is if he was mekal his father and his mother. Ove v'shloy imoy, v'imoy shloy Ove v'imoy. How do you know if he's mekal either his father or his mother? Talmud loyma, that's why you need the words at the end of the pasuk that says, Ove v'imoy kilel. We learn from there, Ove v'kilel, imoy kilel. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, the end of the pasuk teaches me that you chayev either for the father or for the mother. Rabbi Yonasan says, no, I don't need any pasuk to tell me you chayev either for the father or the mother. Because mash meshneim ke'echad, whenever the Torah mentions two things, like this pasuk, does it mean father and mother? You need both in order to be chayev? Or could it mean one or the other? So Rabbi Yonasan said, it always means one or the other. It's mash meshneim ke'echad, but it's also mash me'echad b'fnei atzmai. It doesn't have to be shneim ke'echad. Unless the Torah specifically says the word achdav, you always assume it's one or the other. So it says the Gemara, Chananya, who, as we'll see in a minute, doesn't have the word oisai to teach me lechalik in the pasuk, can use oi, not lechalik, but l'rabbi sasakalaya. How do I know lechalik? He holds like Rabbi Yonasan. He holds that unless the Torah says the word yachtav, you always assume it means one or the other. Mashma shneim ke'echad, u'mashma echad b'fnei atzmai, ashe yifret l'cha hakosuv es yachtav. Regardless, therefore, of whether you have oisai, extra, like the Rabbanon, in the Machloikis Rabbanon Chananya. Which Machloikis? We don't know yet. The Gemara is going to mention it right now. Or if you don't have Oisai, like Chananya holds, either way, Oi is going to be extra. I need Oisai lechalik? It's the answer. Don't I need Oi lechalik? The answer is no. I don't need Oi lechalik. Because either I have Oisai lechalik, or Chananya, who doesn't have Oisai lechalik, it's like Rabbi Yonasan, and they don't need anything lechalik. Because unless the Torah says the word yachtav, you always assume that it is lechalik. Says the Gemara, my Chananya, my Rabbanon. Who's this Chananya and the Rabbanon? The Tanya went into the Braisa. Oisai vesbenoi noyig b'nekevas. A very light machloikas. So it says, Oisai vesbenoi is noyig b'nekevas. The ain't noyig b'scharim. The Chachamim say that even though the pasuk sounds a little belush and zachar, right? It sounds Oisai vesbenoi. Stating that, the Chachamim say that it's only Noig Ben Akevos. It's the mother and its offspring. But it's not the father and its offspring. Chananya says, Noig Ben Bescharim, Ben Ben Akevos. No, it's true for the father and for the mother. My time in the Rabbanon. The Tanya will learn to the Brice, Yoch, Ye, Oisav Esbenoi, Noig Ben Bescharim, Ben Ben Akevos. I would have thought that Oisav Esbenoi should be Noig by Scharim and by Nekevos. Vidinu, and it makes sense. Chayiv Kam, Chayiv Eim Alabon. You find the halacha of Oisav Esbenoi, and you find a similar halacha, and that is the halacha of Shiluach HaKan, Leisikach Eim Alabonim, Shaleach, Teshalach HaSeim, V'Asabonim Tikach, Makash Chayiv Eim Alabonim, Nekevos, Leibis Charim. Just like Shiluach HaKan, the Torah says clearly, it's the mother.
Shalech to Shalech Esha'im. Afka Shachayiv Kamer Kevz Loi Bizchar. So it makes sense that here too it should be the Kevz Loi Bizchar. But the Gemara says, no, I don't know if it's a Tushdal. Loi Mamrit Be'im Alabonim. Over there, Shalach HaKan's a different parasha. Shekin Loi Asa Ba Mezumin Kishayin Mezumin. Over there, by Shalach HaKan, you find a special halacha that the only time you do Shalach HaKan is Ki Yikari Kan Tzipor. If you happen to stumble upon a Kan Tzipor. But if you prepare the Kan Tzipor, if you prepare it, then there's no halach of shiluach hakan, right? The Chassidim say that the Gemara uses shiluach hakan as the example, the prototype of a mitzvah kala. Kibud Avim is a mitzvah chama, it's a difficult mitzvah. Shiluach hakan is a mitzvah kala. They both have the same schar in the Torah. L'man yorichon yomecha, and you learn from here, that person should be zor b'mitzvah kala b'chamura. She'at yodeh, man schar in shal mitzvahs. You see that one's an easy mitzvah, and one's a hard mitzvah. So we understand why Kibud Avim is a hard mitzvah. Why is shiluach hakan an easy mitzvah? So the Chassidim say, because what's the hardest part of doing a mitzvah? The achanus for the mitzvah. Shiluach hakan, you can't prepare for. Prat l'mezumen. So being that there's no achanus, that's the easiest mitzvah. But either way, toimer v'oisav es benoit, sh'asav ha-mezum k'shen mezumen, you can't compare the halach of oisav es benoit to the halach of shiluach hakan. It's two different halachas. One, you have halach of prat l'mezumen. Here you have a tamid loimar, oisai. So therefore the Torah said, oisai. Echad v'loi shnayim. It's oisai. It's either the father or the mother. Nachat shechilek ha-kasuv. Once I know that it's not the father and the mother, respectively, and its son. It's either the father or the mother. We're not sure which one is. Then, Zachisi Lodin. Then already I can make sense of this. Chayiv Kan, Chayiv Eim Alabonim. Max Chayiv Eim Alabonim, and Kevas Lobischarm. Just like Shulach Hakan is in Kevas Lobischarm. After Chayiv Kan, Vinikevas Beloibischarm. So, two is going to be Kevas Lobischarm. In other words, if I didn't have any limud, any drasha in the parsha, Mineu Bey, of Oisev Es Benoy, I would never have the right to say that Shulach Hakan is only the mother. So, therefore, Oisev Es Benoy should only be the mother. Like it's different. Here, there's a halacha problem is omen. Here, there's no halacha problem is omen. It's not the same. You can't learn one from the other. But once I already know that Oisev Es Benoy is true either for the mother or for the father, not both, so I already did have to work. I already know that it's one or the other. Now the question is just being mevarer which one it is. For that, alzeh, I could rely on the parasha of Shiluach HaKan. I could tell Shiluach HaKan could be megala to me, it's the mother, not the father. If I need Shiluach HaKan to be mafkia, the father, that I can't do. It's not a strong enough drasha to do that. But I don't need it. Most of the work was already done. I know already it's either the father or the mother. One of them is mufka from the parasha itself. The question is, which one? Is it the father or the mother? So for that, it makes sense to be able to rely on Shiluach HaKan, even though it's not a perfect tushdel, because there is halacha mezumen, it doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, for that, it's going to be, and then the Chachamim continued, and they said, and if you're still not sure, benoy. It says, oisai ves benoy. You know what benoy means? Benoy doesn't just mean that you share genetic makeup, but rather, misha benoy koruch acherof. It sounds like the one where the child follows them around, which of course is the mother, Yatsu Zachar, She'im Benoy, Karach Achar. It says, Mayim Nafshachaloyma. Nafshachaloyma sounds like if you're still not sure. Why am I not sure? It sounds very nice. It says, Oysoy. I know it's either the father or the mother. So let's learn from Shiluach HaKan that it's the mother. Nafshachaloyma, Oysoy Zachar Mashba. You know what would be bothering you? Like we spoke right in the beginning. Oysoy sounds more like the Zachar. Hareyu Oymer, Benoy. Benoy is Mashma, Misha, Benoy, Karach Achar, Yatsu Zachar, She'im Benoy, Karach Achar. So either way, this is the very elaborate makar of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that even though when you start the pasuk and you read the shayrei seh oisay v'espanoy v'stishchatu b'yamecha, what does it sound like? It sounds like father and its son. You're not allowed to shech b'yamecha. The truth is the complete opposite, and that is it's only the mother and the son that's a problem. The father and the son are in fact not a problem. How do I know that? So it's a little complicated. I know that because it says oisay. So I know it's either the father and the mother. It can't be the father and the mother. Once it says oisai, so then I relate it to Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKan is the mother. It's a similar halacha. We'll see why it's a similar halacha tomorrow. But it's a similar halacha. Thus, this is going to be is going to relate to the mother, not to the father. And the Gemara says, and if you're still not sure, the word benoy is actually more mashma mother. Because benoy means physically son, but it also means misha benoy, Yatza Karuch Acher. This is the makar of the Chachamim that hold Oisav Es Benoy is Noig Benekevus Lebischar. What about Chananya? Chananya said that Oisav Es Benoy is Noig Bischarim Ubenekevus. Says the Gemara. The Chananya, it's very poshut. Ksiv Oisoy Oisav Es Benoy the Mashma Zachar. Viksiv Benoy. What's that Mashma? We just said Misha Benoy Karuch Acher of the Mashma Nekevo. Hilkach Noig Bein Bischarim Bein Benekevus. So therefore, Chananya holds that it's Noig Bein Bischarim Bein Benekevus. So tomorrow, the Gemara is going to digress and discuss Chananya and the Chachamim.
Chachamim in a little bit more detail. But for now, let's just follow the paper trail. Why are we talking about Chanayim the Chachamim? Right, we started off with Halach of Oysev Esbenoi. That's the name of the parak. That's the next parak of Masechta Schul. So Oysev Esbenoi. We said it's Noyeg B'Muktashim. So we went from discussing Oysev Esbenoi by Kachim to Oysev Esbenoi by Kalayim to now Oysev Esbenoi is a Noyeg B'Scharim B'Nekevas. Okay, so there's a methodology here. You have to follow the Cheshbon. We started off, how do you know Oysev Esbenoi is Noyeg B'Muktashim? That was the first Halach in the Mishnah. Zokti Gemara, I know it from the smichos, the juxtaposition between two parashiyos in the Torah that at first glance are unrelated. The Torah talks about halacha of mechus hazman, a carbon that's less than 8 days old, like a child that's less than 8 days old, you don't do besmila. A carbon that's less than 8 days old, you can't bring it as a carbon on the mizbech. And then the Torah mentions Eisav Esmenai. It says kachim, next to Eisav Esmenai. So you see there's some connection between Eisav Esmenai and kachim. Said the Gemara, if that's the case, then why don't we say just like there's no kachim by kalayim, there should be no Eisav Esmenai by kalayim. Alam Latanya, why do we know that there is? Thus the digression, said the Gemara, because it says shor oi, se, oi is l'rabbis, says like, faith demars, oi, l'rabbis, I need oi. How would I read the pasuk without oi? Without oi, you pasuk be toye b'dvar pasuk. You wouldn't be able to read it. The pasuk would then say, shor v'seh, oi sev esmenoi. It would sound like you have to shech the shor and the seh. You have to shech them together. Someone says, no, it says oisai. It says oisai. Oisai v'esmenoi. I know it's not the shor and the seh. Because then it would be oisam. It says oisai. The Gemara says, 1 second. That's all good if the word oisai in the pasuk is extra, and it teaches me this halacha lechalek. So I know lechalek, thus oy is extra. But if I need oysai for something else, if I need oysai to teach me something else, then I don't know lechalek. So then I do need oy lechalek. If I need oy lechalek, how do I know the rabbis is lechalayim? Who holds that I need oysai for someone else, something else? Chananya. Where'd Chananya say it? Because Chananya holds that oysai v'esmenoi is noyeg b'scharim and b'nekevos. If it's noyeg b'scharim and b'nekevos, how do you know scharim and b'nekevos? Because he held it says oysai and it says b'noy. Oysai is mashma, the father. B'noy is mashma, the mother's son. Misha b'noy karach achara. So whereas the Chachamim only darshan b'noy, Chananya also darshan oisai. The point is Chananya needs oisai to teach me his halacha that it's not only true for a mother and a son, it's also true for a father and a son. If he needs oisai to teach me father, he doesn't have oisai l'chalik. If he doesn't have oisai l'chalik, he needs oi l'chalik. If he needs oi l'chalik, then he doesn't have a makar l'rabbis is a kalayim. How does he marba kalayim? So that the Gemara said, he doesn't need oy lechalek. He can rely on Rabbi Yonasan. But either way, we don't have to chazal the whole shak levatayim. But that's how we went from talking about oysev esmenoi, talking about kachim, to kalayim, to fathers and mothers, to be continued in tomorrow's stuff.